News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. military is still not saying what exactly it was that fighter jets shot down over Alaska and northern Canada this weekend. The countries coordinated the takedown of what's described as a cylindrical object that was flying at around 40,000 feet, which authorities said could have posed a potential threat to commercial airliners.
Saturday's strike took place over Canada at the request of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Jamil Jaffer is a founder of the National Security Institute think tank. He doesn't believe the action was forced by politics.
Hard to imagine that it's just political pressure that's causing the U.S. and Canadian governments to act this way in the last 2 days. Even if you say that, well, the White House was under significant pressure, it felt like it had to act, still in the same doesn't apply to Justin Trudeau.
Canada's defense minister says the object brought down by the F-22 fighter jet over Yukon was smaller than the Chinese surveillance balloon that had been shot down off the coast of South Carolina. I'm Karen Sloan.
That strike came just one day after another object said to have been roughly the size of a car was taken down over Alaska. Meanwhile, the FAA closed the airspace in Montana on Saturday evening as fighter jets searched for a radar anomaly. NORAD says the aircraft did not identify any object correlating to those radar hits. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria is expected to continue to climb. It has now topped 29,000. Millions of people are facing homelessness as well. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are expected to fight a recent subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence.
Pence was subpoenaed by Special Counsel Jack Smith earlier this week for information on Trump's potential role in the 2021 Capitol riot. Now, experts say Trump's lawyers will likely fight the subpoena on executive privilege grounds. The former president has tried to claim executive privilege multiple times to avoid handing over documents to investigators.
That's Dave Collins reporting. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Subway will look to phase out the use of pre-sliced deli meats and outfit every location with a meat slicer. The sandwich chain announced it would make that big change over the first half of this year with the goal to have those machines installed by summer. Subway boasts roughly 22,000 locations. Magic taking over the box office this weekend.
Magic Mike's Last Dance, the sequel to the 2012 comedy drama Magic Mike, is taking over the box office. Estimates say the film could bring in up to $11 million in its opening weekend at 1,500 theaters.
Why are you in London?
I'm going to put on a show at this famous theater.
Film stars Channing Tatum as Magic Mike Lane, who makes one last hurrah, whipping a new roster of dancers into shape after a business deal leaves him broke. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nearly every year, more people watch the Super Bowl than any other event, and many like to watch with, well, some skin in the game. According to a survey done by the American Gaming Association, this year a record 50.4 million adults are expected to bet approximately $16 billion on the Super Bowl. And you can bet on everything, not just the game. The length of the national anthem, the color of Rihanna's first outfit, literally everything. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text RADIO to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text RADIO to 64,000.